Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for your support. By the way, thanks to PICO Energy, CTCA, find them at cancercenter.com. And thanks so much to Princeton Orthopedics Associates, 5 locations at princetonorthopedic.com. Really happy to be supporting the arts here this morning. Pearl Schaefer is here this morning. She is CEO of Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. We have kind of big news to share with you guys, but I'd like to get to know you, Pearl, a little bit better before we move on to the big news. You're a Drexel grad?
Yes, I am. And it's great to be here. Thank you, Marilyn.
Oh, my pleasure. You also hold you're a recipient of the University of Arts Distinguished Alumni Award. I bring up Drexel because my very first radio show was over there at WKDU.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Yes, we know that station well.
They've got a great music program mm-hmm. over there. And of course, the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. You guys help teachers, students. You have so many programs to make sure the arts are alive and well in Philadelphia and the surrounding area.
We are the Southeastern Pennsylvania Regional Resource for Arts and Education Programming, and as such, what we do is we design and implement programs in both the visual and the performing arts, and we place them in schools, after-school programs, and in summer programs. We do this in a lot of ways, and a perfect example is a program we ran for the School District of Philadelphia where we placed artists in summer schools, 125 schools, where they engage students in the arts during the day. And over a 3-year period, over these summers, we touched 160,000 students.
Wow.
With experiential arts activity, which is important. Exposure to the arts is very important. But this was real engagement with the arts. Dance, theater, music, all of the visual arts, 2D, 3D, sculpture, was wonderful.
Were you a dancer?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I studied dance my entire life and then went on to Drexel and did a degree in English secondary education. So I taught in high school and middle schools, what we then called junior high schools, and decided at one point that the great love of my life was dance, and would there be a way for me to marry my love of teaching and education with my love of my art form? And so I went back to school. I came back to Philadelphia. I had been in Delaware. I came back to Philadelphia and pursued a master's degree at the College of Performing Arts, which is now the University of the Arts, and taught dance there for 23 years, as well as now working with the Graduate Art Education Department, where I teach writing and research methods. But going back to that point where I came back to Philly, I then taught as an assistantship for the Performing Arts School of Philadelphia. It was a lab school, K-12 lab school, that was housed at the University of the Arts. And as such, I was engaged to teach the little ones and to teach them their academics. And so we could then start to talk about how I brought all this very good news to the table today.
Pearl had the pleasure of teaching someone who is now very famous from our area. We'll get to that, Pearl. Pearl Schaefer, CEO of Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership, is my guest. How long have you been there?
I've been with the organization for 15 years, and I'm a strong proponent of the fact that anything worth building takes time.
Sure does.
And just as any educational process takes time. And so we are very much grounded in bringing the arts to as many kids as possible, at the same time linking the arts experience to their academic learning. And we do that in a really interesting way. We actually just finished up a grant with the United States Department of Education. We named the program Arts Link because we truly believe that the arts, in fact, inform the way students learn in their academic areas. And what we did was develop a methodology whereby we looked at skills that it takes to make a piece of art, whether it's writing a play or making a dance or creating a beautiful work of visual art. We took those skills and concepts and aligned them with skills and concepts that it takes to learn how to do a math problem or go into a science laboratory and do an experiment. And what we found is when we brought a classroom teacher together with a teaching artist, the art teacher, music teacher, and helped them to learn how to integrate the arts with the academics that the students were learning, and then create lessons and co-teach those lessons, the arts had a powerful, powerful effect on the results of the students' learning.
Grades go up?
Grades went up. In fact, this particular project was what we call a quasi-experimental research design project, big words. What it really meant was we had four schools in which we brought the arts, and this was in grades 2 through 5. We also had 9 schools that were very equally matched to these four schools demographically. However, they did not receive this intervention, this arts programming. At the end of 4 years, we took a look at the state standardized test scores and the mean scores for the children who were in the four treatment schools were 105 points higher than the mean scores for the children in the 9 schools that did not have this arts intervention. Our evaluator, who was an independent evaluator, was so stunned by the results that he actually went back and ran the numbers twice because he could not believe this. We also raised the science scores by 60 points and reading scores, which we were not really looking to work with, but we looked at the reading scores and they actually rose by 40 points. And then I realized too that everything we do with this kind of arts integration programming requires a lot of research on the part of the students as early as second grade. They're researching, they're writing about their projects. And so while I wasn't surprised by the results, I was excited because finally we have some data that proves, in fact, that the arts do improve students' academic learning.
Please visit the website if you'd like to get more information. I'm sure the results of the study are there, paep.net. As you can tell, this is a nonprofit program. I'm sure you get grants. I'm sure you get help. Are there any kind of fundraisers that you do throughout the year?
Actually, we haven't done a major fundraiser. However, we do ask all of our supporters to go visit, and those who would like to support the organization to visit our website and to push that donate now button. Our individual donor base is our most important base, along with government funding, corporate funding, and foundation funding. But individuals are the ones who have the opportunity to make a major difference in the lives of children.
The amount of concentration it takes to learn a song, the focus, all of that is so critical when you're learning. And getting kids while they're young, I love that you talked about second graders. They're like little sponges. And what moves us more than dance and the arts and music? I can't think of anything. Pearl, let's share your really big news. As a longtime Philadelphia girl and a huge fan of The Roots, I was very excited to see that Questlove, who is of course co-founder of The Roots, and you see him every night on The Tonight Show, is now sitting on your board.
Absolutely. We are so thrilled that Questlove, and when I knew him, Amir Thompson, has joined the board of the Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. We know he's going to bring a lot of phenomenal business savvy, as well as an incredible talent and creativity, and deep and abiding understanding and love for the arts, all of the arts, to our board. I was Amir's first grade teacher back when I came back to Philly and was teaching at the Performing Arts School of
Philadelphia. Oh, my God, you've known him since he was in first grade.
Yes, indeedy. And
did he have the big comb back then?
Yes, he certainly did, and a very big afro.
He's such a beautiful human being.
He is beyond beautiful. He is the same. He was the child who was gentle and kind, who was intuitive and creative and bright and incredibly talented, and he is that as a man today. And in fact, I really saw him come alive as a child through the arts. And I think he would agree that the arts programs in his early life are really what made the difference.
He says, point blank, he says, organizations like PIEP are the reason I am who I am. I'm beyond proud to serve alongside them in his hometown of Philadelphia. The arts are something we should all experience at a young age. They open your mind in a way that nothing else can.
There
and
it is.
Ain't that the truth, sister?
Yes, indeedy. And it opens children's minds whether they want to become the next Questlove or they want to pursue a different career altogether. As you were mentioning earlier, Marilyn, the arts really set children up for success. They teach them how to be problem solvers, collaborators, creative thinkers. They learn perseverance, tenacity, and above all, self-confidence. And that is what we're seeing lacking in our students today.
Now, what will Questlove, Amir Thompson, what will his role be, and how will you incorporate him into the myriad of programs that you guys
You know, Marilyn, I said said to Amir that I was incredibly respectful of his very, very crammed schedule.
Yeah, I mean, not only is they're doing the Tonight Show, he's a big foodie guy, too. So he's involved in some of the kitchens in and around Philly. The more successful, the more demands.
That's correct. And he DJs every weekend in the United States and abroad. It's nothing for him to fly to Ireland. He's also a prolific writer and has won awards for his writing, which is very impressive. Really, I told him that I had to be very respectful of his schedule. At the same time, what I wanted from him was his advice and counsel and his direction. He has sculpted a remarkable career for himself, and he has brought a great deal of creativity as well as really strong business savvy to the table to create this career for himself. And this is how I wanted him to help us, to help direct the organization, to help us find the next steps, to think through what our next sets of programming might be.
Yeah, he remembers as a child having the benefit of some of these programs. Pearl Schaefer, it is really a joy to meet you.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Pearl Schaefer, CEO of Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. Please, again, visit the website. See what these guys are all about, paep.net. Any shows or open houses or something coming up?
We run after-school programs in 9 school districts of Philadelphia schools, and each one of the schools will be doing their end of the semester performance. We'll see dance, we'll see theater, we'll hear music that the students have composed, and we'll also see art exhibits. So we can visit the web again, and the listing of all of these performances is there. They usually take place around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so parents can attend. And it's just wonderful to see. We hear parents come up to us after the fact and say, I never thought in a million years that I would look at my child on a stage and see him or her behave with such and perform with such confidence, with such skill. And they really are so astounded. It's not astounding. The arts really do this for children.
Absolutely. And your passion is palpable, and they're lucky to have you at the helm. Pearl Schaefer, CEO of Philadelphia Arts and Education Partnership. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marilyn.